Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Gracious Lord, again we praise you for your Word, for without it how would we know who to believe in, how to believe in him, what on earth to think and to feel and how to live. None of this would be obvious or evident to us had it not been that you reveal yourself in your word, and we thank you that you are the God who speaks and you do not leave us to fumble around in the dark to try and find our way through life. So we pray that you open our eyes and hearts again this morning and lead us into the glory of your truth, to the praise of Jesus we ask. Amen. Well, we're going to read again. This time we're in 1 John chapter 5. We're coming towards the end of this magnificent letter, which paints for us such a picture of what it is to live the Christian life and to avoid the lies the enemy of God spreads against Jesus the Son. So we'll read 1 John 5 verses 1 to 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, first of all, a word of explanation in case you can spot items in the room behind me that are not usually there. We've just had 4 or 5 days with various grandsons staying with us, and the evidence is around us. So you'll have to overlook that. And we've had a delightful time with them, and we praise God for each one of them and pray for them in their walk with Jesus, that they may get to know him better. So let's look at these verses. What are they telling us? It's been rightly said that only live fish swim upstream. I don't know if you've ever seen those pictures of salmon going back to their place of birth in order to lay the eggs for the next generation. And they fight their way upstreams with fast flowing water, jumping rapids, leaping over rocks, quite incredible energy to get back to the spawning ground where they can actually lay their eggs safely to bring up the next generation of fish. Only live fish can swim upstream. If you're a dead fish, you're carried by the current and there's nothing in you that has any power to swim against it. And so it is with the world in which we live. Everyone is going the same way. It's easy to go in the direction that society takes you in, with little that arises due to questioning why it is you should be going that way, or reasoning or working out what is actually right to do, and chiefly and more importantly, what it pleases God for you to do in the way that you live. The world is not interested in that. But the child of God is, and this is what John is focusing on this morning. He's still on this track of saying, how do you know you're a believer? What's happened in your life that can tell you and assure you that you are truly God's child? And he brings together all of these various elements in order to show us that our experience as we walk with Christ will shout that to us and say to us in our hearts, even when there are things which actually argue against it and the devil condemns us. So he says the Christian life is one of victory. He talks about overcoming the world. What does that mean? It means going against the flow. It means doing the things which are not obvious to the world, things which maybe the world would laugh at, instead of just accepting verbatim what the world dictates to you as to how you should live. How do you do that? Well, he says, what overcomes the world is our faith. You see that in that last verse? What is our faith? It is believing that Jesus is the Christ, the sent one, and believing that Jesus is the Son of God. You've kind of got these verses sandwiched between those two statements, that he is the Christ, the sent one, come from God's very presence, come from the courts of heaven, as it were. And then at the end, he says that we also believe that he is the Son of God. In other words, he's inherited the God nature because he is God himself. So what does our faith do? Well, it makes us keep his commands. So what God has said is the way we should live. This is something that actually comes to us and feels like it's natural. And that's amazing, isn't it? There are aspects of ourselves which it fights against, and we find that we have this continual battle and struggle against sin. But there's an awful lot of it which we say, yeah, that's what I want. This is what I desire in my heart. I want to live to please God. I want to understand what his commands are so that I can live that way. And we're not doing it just out of sort of like rote or duty or some sense of committed obedience, which is sort of burdensome. No, John says, with this, the burden is light, as Jesus said. The yoke is easy. Keeping God's commands leads us in this way. The second thing he says is it leads us to love God and to love the children of God. So supremely, we will love the Son of God, because he is the child of God, of course. But then we will love other believers because they too are made to be children of God. And may I challenge you this morning, if you're not loving other brothers and sisters in Christ, there's something wrong with your faith. There's something wrong with your relationship with Jesus. You need to seek him to find that love within you, because he's placed it in your hearts if you truly believe in this Son of God. And thus it is that we are equipped by the Spirit of God in us to fight our way upstream, to go against the flow. Only living fish swim upstream. Which way are you going this day? Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this life within us that fights against the downward current of the world in which we live. And we pray that you will show us the reality of this truth within us, that we are born from above, we are born as children of yours, and we should live in that way so as to please you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.